Welcome back, everybody. Going into our number two of roleplay, Balance of Power. Co, I'm sorry you're unconscious for all of this action. Yeah, good. Thank you. Just do that. Hold that face. So I guess it's on Gunner and Kess to save you. The patrol van pulls up. People have sort of crowded in the area at a bit of a distance because they don't want to get shot, but they also want to like see what's going on. So there's probably people with like, you know, personal recorders that like filming the outside of the store. You can see through the windows, through the transparent panels in the front of the store, there are people moving around inside. When you pull up, you can't really tell, you don't see Talra, and you don't see the obvious like Imperial like insurgents, but you can tell that there's still stuff going on in there. Gunner, you step out, the Republic troops start to split into two teams and take out weapons and come up to you, and they're awaiting their command. What are you gonna do, Gunner? What's the plan?
I just do hand actions. I don't actually know, as Caitlin, what any of them are, but if it is, I go through the door first, and they follow closely behind me.
Okay, so you're just gonna like storm in?
Yeah.
I like really storm in.
Exactly. Give a bunch of cool military hand signs.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
They know what it means.
Yeah, like, and like right after I walk in, like they
start making a human pyramid for some reason. No, that's not what I meant.
Thanks for like, go fight win.
They kind of just like all file in really quickly. So then they're all behind me, you know?
Okay.
My squad.
All right. So you come in, and this is what you see. Two of the insurgents have taken cover behind the counter. They have their weapons up and are pointing them at the door. The other one, though, isn't holding a blaster rifle. He doesn't have his weapon out. He's still got his hood pulled over his face. His like military jacket is open now, though, and he's holding Talra. He's got him kind of in a headlock, and you can see strapped to his chest. Are a bunch of thermal detonators, and he's holding a button and like a depressor in his hand, and he's got Talra in his arm. And as soon as you come in, he just and his voice is muffled. He's got like a voice changer thing on. You hear, hold it right there.
And holy dude. Hey, Adam, real quick, mechanically, there is nothing that will wake me up during this fight, correct? I am, like, there's no way to get strained back during combat?
There is. So here's the thing. You've had a minute. It's not like they've been punching and kicking you or anything. There's two things can happen here. So we're going to, you've had a minute, basically when there's a chance for you to rest after a fight is over. You get to roll, and you can potentially recover strain. Then you can decide if you're faking it or not. But we'll see if you can make that roll. So how far over your threshold for strain are you?
I'm currently 16 strain of 13 threshold.
Okay, so this is gonna be a real tricky roll.
Can I see if I can assist him?
I'll
tell you what I'll do.
Okay. So this roll, you weren't really like present for this. This was the time in between, but yeah, I'd love to hear what you have to say, please.
Well, I mean, like I just walked in and he wasn't, okay. Okay, well, so I walk in and I have my sword ready, and he tells me, you know, stand. Or stay, don't do anything. Yeah. So I just maintain my position, and I feel like so much darkness emanating from the man, the hooded man.
Definitely.
But then I see this small beacon of light in Talra and our commander, and I start focusing on that, and I'm very drawn to it, and I start really trying to channel it.
Okay. I see what you're doing. Now you don't have any particular like specific talent for this, do you? For giving, because there is like a thing that you could have that helps someone recover strain, but I'll let you give him a boost die on that though. So yeah, Talra, you have something. There's some presence, Gunner, trying to like draw you back to consciousness. So you're gonna need to make a roll. It's an there's no difficulty on this die. It's either discipline or cool, whichever you prefer, whatever's higher for you. Take a boost die from Gunner, Gunner's help. Every success you get removes one strain, and you need to bring yourself below your threshold to be able to be awake.
Okay, my discipline and cool are both two green, so this is going to be rough. All right, so I just roll right now?
If you want to, I think y'all have you have at least one, maybe two destiny points. You could spend one if you want to get an upgrade.
Do you guys mind?
Because it'll be the difference between you being conscious or unconscious for this whole situation.
So, yeah, I'll go ahead and use one then. I'll go ahead and use one. So that'll add one more blue die?
No, it it gives you an upgrade on your side. Okay. So put one upgrade, one blue die, no difficulty dice, you roll. And so you said you have 16 of 13?
Yeah, I have 16.
Right, so you need to get three successes on this to be able to be conscious.
So if I get 13 of 13 strain, I am back up?
Yeah. You have to be over your threshold to be unconscious.
You got this. I believe.
Oh, no.
Wait a second. Did I do the upgrade right? I thought an upgrade was a guarantee.
No. Upgrade buys you a yellow die from a green die. It upgrades the green die to yellow. Yeah.
I have not had a decent roll all day. This is insane.
It's not going well for Talra. So no, you're still unconscious. You may never regain consciousness, but at least you aren't awake when this all goes horribly, horribly wrong.
Can I speak to him?
I mean, he's unconscious. He can't hear you.
No, I mean the hooded, the bag.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. So he's got Talra in a headlock. He's got his detonator here. I'd say he's got like a half dozen little like silver thermal detonators hanging from his vest, and they're all like wired together. And he's holding them. You can't really see the guy's face because he's just got this like, black hood pulled down over his head.
So I stare at him icily and I say, "What do you want?"
He says,
"I'm getting another beer."
Yeah, he says,
"We're preparing a full list of demands. For right now, you and your troops back off."
I have something that would aid you more than anything you possibly demand from us.
He looks over at his at the guys behind the counter, like, "What the fuck is he talking about?" And then looks back at you. He's like,
"I'm listening."
I have information on the New Republic. Few, and I'm the only person that has it. Everything else is far behind classified doors. So if you kill me, the Emperor will never see it again.
So he looks over, and one of the guys with the guns like points it at you and says,
"Put your weapons on the ground and walk over here."
I just shake my head, and I maintain my position.
Right. So he's like,
"Well, it's you or the Bothan."
Then you're not getting anything.
And the dude with the detonator like kind of like moves his thumb a little bit. He's like,
"I'll do it. Back up your men."
You have an opportunity to help the Empire.
Let's see if they're gonna, because information, I mean, there's a chance that you could at least buy some time. Let's have you make a roll. Let's see if this guy will at least listen to you. I think in this case, I don't know. Are you lying to this guy?
Like,
is this no? Okay. Then it's probably charm because you're not trying to coerce him. You're not using threats. Yeah, you're like, "I have something you want." Oh no, wait, never mind. It's negotiation. It's obviously negotiation. Okay.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, make a negotiation check against two purple. Throw a black die in there because he's kind of got all the cards, or he thinks he does at least.
I mean, I think my demeanor has been really calm, and I have guys of my own behind me.
Yeah. I mean, he's got your friend and is willing to blow himself up.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I have anything.
I mean, maybe. They were trying to take him alive before.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, they realize they're backed into a corner, so they've escalated to the, like, okay, cool, well, we got to pull out the big guns. But yeah, they did want him alive. Okay. All right, so he's not gonna do the exchange, but you've bought a minute to like do something else. So like, Kes, you and Zed can hear this conversation over the comms, and whether you believe Gunner is just stalling for time or actually like negotiating with this guy, up to you. Kes, can I get a perception check from you?
Uh huh. Do I need any die or anything?
Yeah, it's I think just one purple.
Okay.
Okay. So take a point of strain from just the tension of the situation. But yeah, you see in whatever the sci-fi equivalent of the rearview mirror is, there's probably like a display from the back of the vehicle. Yeah, you see a black van come around the corner about a block behind you, and it's coming towards you. Not like barreling towards you or anything, but you definitely like it twigs your sense of danger. There's something going on, and this vehicle is like coming up behind you.
Okay. Do I have time to do something? Or?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you can talk to the troops. You can tell Gunnar and Zed about it. That advantage has bought you time.
So it's just driving toward us. It's not like flying at us or anything.
Yeah, it's just pulling. It's coming up the street. All the other traffic has kind of stopped. Like people have realized there's something going on and have like there's a bit of a traffic jam. But this van is kind of like moving its way through, coming towards you.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then over comms. Gunner, Zed, I got a situation out here. We've got a tail. I don't know if we are going to be able to sit here to back you up, Gunner. Whatever is going to happen needs to happen fast.
Can I go back to talking to the guy?
Yeah.
All right. The demands.
So he says,
first things first, you and your men are going to back off. There's a van coming around the corner. We're going to get in it. We're going to take your friend away from here.
Who do you want from him?
He's valuable to the Empire.
You kind of laugh.
As I hear this, I can just talk to one person specifically, right? Without.
Yeah.
Okay, so I talk to Kestrel, and I ask, can you describe the vehicle they're driving?
It's a black van. Is it armored, or is it just like a van?
Just looks like a regular type of a van, yeah.
Right.
Now, I'm just wondering if I can like go through and like get kind of an idea of what kind of a vehicle it is. Basically, what I'm trying to do is... Mm-hmm. Instruct Kestrel as I'm running to the scene this whole while I'm like instruct her on how to disable it.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like I say, okay, that's a model blah blah blah, and all you need to do is hit the axle or hit the something with.
I mean, doesn't it have wheels? Like, can we take out the wheels?
No, they're basically all the vehicles are like essentially like hover trucks. Same with yours. They all use repulsor fields. But you can still damage the repulsor. I mean, it's a standard like vehicle. You know where the engine is and kind of how all that stuff works.
Okay.
Yeah. So Zed passes along information about that to you.
Okay. If you disable the thermal coupling on the third axle.
The vehicle
will be unusable for at least an hour to two.
They're hover axles, all right? It's fine.
Well, they got a turn, right? They got a turn.
They're field generators.
Right, exactly. There you go. Field generators.
Yeah, I want to disable the vehicle before these guys have the chance to like get in it, I guess.
Okay. So you want to like take a shot at it as it's pulling up? It's still pretty far.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so if we have time, then can I get me and like two of my guys are going to get out of the van and we're going to set up somewhere where we can take like multiple shots at it rather than like just me by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do that? Okay.
Sure. Yeah. So you get everybody out and everyone's kind of like setting up behind cover. So you and those other two are looking down the street towards this van as it's approaching, and then the rest are kind of like keeping people back and like maintaining a sort of crowd control of the situation outside. So back inside, Gunner.
I start losing my patience. I mean, I'm not doing anything crazy or acting out, but like I'm like kind of itching, you know. And he's valuable to you. Do you know what I am? You don't know what I am. He's valuable, I'm valuable, and you'll kill us both.
It's like, we'd rather die than be captured by your scum.
We don't need to capture you.
And one of the other guys says, he's like,
enough, it's time to go.
And the two of them that have their blasters up, they get up. And you can see, like, you can hear your men kind of like jostle a little bit, like somebody's moving, and they tense up a little bit. Nobody fires, and they start moving towards the back door, like the door that leads into the back of the shop. And then, like, the guy with the bomb is like dragging Talra back with them.
Can I, with enhanced athletics, can I do things? I mean, I know it's just an extra die, but can I do things that are inhuman? Can I, like, move so quickly that someone with a detonator wouldn't be able to respond?
You could make a roll to do that. It would be like an opposed roll, like your athletics against their cool. But if you were to fail that roll, there'd be a pretty good chance that it would be, yeah, it'd be thermal detonator time. It's a gamble, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the force would certainly help you, but... yeah, still a risk.
Okay, I'm still channeling Talra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's still alive, but he's down deep somewhere under a warm blanket of unconsciousness. Mm-hmm. So they start moving towards the back exit of the shop, and the men around you, men and women, they're. You know, they've got their blasters ready, but they're too scared to set off the thermal detonators to do anything. And obviously, like, you're in charge. They're waiting for you. Cass, you see the van stop about a half block away outside the entrance to like an alley, and the side door slides open. Mm-hmm. And you see a black clad paramilitary, like, jump out and looks up and down the street, his blaster out, and then he's like looking down the alley, and it looks like they're gonna take Talra out back through the back hallway, out the alley, and into the van.
Okay.
Zed, I think like probably around this point, you are at the sort of most extreme outside range of the whole situation. Okay. Like, you come around a corner and you have eyes on you know, the store and the black van, but you're still like quite a ways out, but you're at least able to, like, have visuals, firsthand visuals on the scene.
Okay. I'm just wondering, like, where my position is to, like, is the van itself facing me? Am I coming from the rear of the van?
You've had the most time to get here and been able to, like, pick your path. So where do you want to be in relation to the whole thing?
I want to be like, okay, so this is what we're looking at here, the map here, or not?
Yeah, more or less. So let me move these little guys, because they're, I'll put them on my GM layer. Okay, so you're just like way out in the corner. The van is at long range from the store. This is kind of the entrance to the store. Okay. And then Cass and then Miz.
Where's the guy with the thermal detonator?
That's the guy that's touching Talra
here. Yeah, right. Okay, perfect, yeah. Perfect. So quick question, like, I've been waiting to bad motivator this thermal detonator thing for a while now.
Sure.
Can I do that?
Yeah. What's your, what's the rule on bad motivator? Do you have to be able to see the thing?
Let's check it out.
Okay.
It says, one per game session, once per game session, the character may take a bad motivator, a hard mechanics check. If successful, one device, subject to the GM's approval, okay, spontaneously fails due to the character's involvement or because it was about to fail anyway.
Sure, yeah. So you don't have to be able to see it. This is a director-level thing, not an actor-level thing. So, yeah, you don't even have to be present. You can just be like, bad motivator, yo.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can affect it, sure.
Cool, okay. Now, quick question.
Yes.
With Gearhead.
Okay.
It says the character removes I'm guessing it's like
black
a
die, yeah.
Black die per rank of, yeah, but for mechanics checks.
Yep.
So this, since it's all, since the hard check is three purples, right?
Yeah. So those two don't, they don't interact unless for some reason I was giving you a, like, it was like, you know, military hardened gear that's way less likely to be damaged or gotcha. Whatever, but that's not, yeah.
Cool. So what I kind of wanted to do is, you ever had like a firecracker that was a dud?
Yeah.
It makes like a
right.
Like that's kind of what I wanted to do.
Sure. So you want his improvised thermal detonator vest to malfunction in a way that it just like pff, like well, dies.
Not even necessarily dies. I don't know. Like I don't because there's a lot of them, right?
Sure. Yeah.
But I definitely want one of them to like just like basically a distraction.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Make the you can make that roll.
Okay.
I am, of course, going to spend a destiny point.
Of course.
Because I want so badly for there to be a despair on this roll.
I hate you so much.
But you can spend one too if you want. You're well within
well, your... I think this is a very Fulcrum-y kind of a place, so I'm going to use one if that's okay with everybody.
Yep.
So I will use one as well.
Okay, so there's the difficulty is three. There is an upgrade on both sides, and you can make your mechanics check.
Okay, let's see here. I want so badly for there to be despair. Okay, all right. So I got. But I'm rolling three yellows against two purples and a red.
Yeah, it's true.
Can I just have my character complain one last time before I die?
It's weighted in your favor. Yes, if for some reason this turns out to be horrible, you will. I'll give you one more opportunity to say something before you're blown up.
All right, here we go.
Okay. There you go. It's the opposite of the thing that I wanted.
Yes.
Holy.
So you got a triumph. Everything else just like cancels everything out. So let's take a look at these results. So I think what it is it's not the roll isn't actually a success, but you do have that triumph result for something else. Because if you look, there's two fails, there's one success on your side, and then the triumph is a triumph and a success. So it cancels out that success because we don't see any there. But you do have the triumph result, so you can still spend that for something else. So this is where you gotta get creative.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, I read up the triumph thing. A triumph in and of itself counts as two successes.
I think a triumph is one.
No, I think it's two. Like when I read it, that's what I read too. So that's why I was confused.
I've got the dice thing right here. Let's see. Symbols. Triumph. First, each triumph symbol also counts as one success. In every way, a success has previously been defined.
God damn it. Okay.
The success part is canceled by the failure. Otherwise, we'd see it on there. You've still got your triumph. So that triumph can be spent to do all of the things that you'd normally do, like in combat with a triumph, like upgrade the difficulty of the next check or whatever. But you can also do something vital, such as shooting the controls to a nearby blast door to seal them shut. You can use your mechanical abilities. You can like think about it as in terms of like things going wrong to do something different that isn't that, but is also like significant and important.
Okay, How about this then? I have an idea.
Uh-huh.
Instead of that, so I look at the thing and I'm like, okay, vest. You know, do some calculations and say like, well, I can't affect the vest, but I can affect his comms. So I blast like this loud ass noise in his fucking ear.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. So he goes to say something, and we hear the like, and then there's this like a high pitched noise, and all three of them like grab their head.
Yep. And I just say, Gunner, go.
Yeah, and so that you can buy Gunner an opportunity to do something, and the guy, he like takes his thumb away, like he grabs his head, and the like detonator like dangles from his vest, and Gunner, you have a chance to do something. What do you want to do?
Yeah, I dash straight at him.
Okay, with the intention to do what?
I don't... To stick my sword in his throat?
Yeah, you kill him with your sword? Okay, sure. Yeah. All right, yeah, so you rush toward him, swing your sword in his direction. You can make an attack with your vibro sword. Difficulty is going to be 2. We'll add one black because Talra is kind of between the two of you. So just you're having to adjust to avoid Talra. So he's getting a cover behind Talra.
So I can't use my athletics to aid me in this or anything like that?
No, no. Okay. This is it's a Vibra, so it's a melee attack.
Do I have to get into range?
Yeah, you're at short range already, so you would just maneuver to engage and then attack all as one kind of fluid motion.
Okay, so I'll take a strain to aim.
Ah, good. Yeah, good call.
So I get a blue?
Mm-hmm.
And then so right now my power is being manifested as extra brawn.
Okay, sure.
Does that affect the hit?
Yeah, it'll affect your, I think it'll affect your damage. All you have to do on your character sheet is just increase your brawn by one for now. And then you can knock it back down once you, take that force point back.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Look at that.
Yes.
So because they're acting as a group, you do your damage and you also get to, activate, crit, right? Because you've got well over enough to crit that guy. So you deal five damage plus an additional one for the success. You get six damage, which is enough because this guy is injured from before. So that's enough to kill that guy. And then you can use that
work on mobs.
Yeah. So the way that crit works is you can use one of those to trigger a crit to just like jump on the nearest next guy and kill him because they're all kind of one unit together.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. So what does that look like? There's one guy left. You come rushing into the room and kill two of them. What is it? Describe it for us.
So I only killed two of them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You can only trigger one crit, no matter how severe it might be.
Yeah, so it wasn't like inhuman speeds that I rushed at him, but it was still pretty good. And I killed the one guy, like I said, I ran my sword like right into his throat.
Yeah.
And then very fluidly, I went for the next guy. But after I killed him, I just stand there. I don't even engage the next guy, you know, because I actually only intended to kill the one guy. Mm-hmm. And then it's as if something came over me and I didn't have control over myself. And I hadn't noticed this before. So I'm just looking at the second corpse and wondering what happened.
Right. Okay. So you kind of like combat blackout. Talra is lying on the ground next to the dead guy with the vest. There's another dead trooper. You're like behind the counter now. The dude with the blaster out, the last of them, he turns. He's going to get one shot off on you before your troops open fire on him. And then we can talk about the van situation. So let me take one shot at Gunner here. Do you have any missile defense, Gunner?
No, only the...
Yeah, only melee? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because your sword is defensive. Okay, yeah. Well, this guy they don't have any skill left for blasters because there's only one of them, so...
As he shoots at me, I shout out, and I'm just like, he's just full of fucking New Republic propaganda. Like, what is going on here?
Gunner's losing it. That's what's going on. Okay. So he hits you. You're going to take 9, you're going to take 12 wounds minus your soak, of course. He hits you with a blaster rifle. Not on stun this time. And then he dies. He just gets like he just gets blasted. So yeah, he turns as you kill his friend, fires once, hits you, you get staggered back, and then there's just a fusillade of blaster fire. The guy goes down in a smoking heap. Cass, you hear this. You hear a single blaster shot go off and then a bunch of shorter ones, and you can see lights flashing from inside. And also, Zed and Cass, you both see the insurgent by the van, like, look over. And he's probably shaking his head because his comms went all like squeaky too. He looks over. He looks over when he sees the flash and turns and like shouts something into the van. What do you two want to do?
Well, I just happen to have a two stun grenades left.
Okay.
So is it within range that I can lob the stun grenade?
Yeah, you're like medium range from this guy. You could move, I think, and then do it. Let me take a look at what
yeah, where
the range is on a stun grenade.
That's the van right there.
Yeah, because you're like kind of moving up through the crowd towards them. Let's see here. Stun grenade is short range. So yeah, you can maneuver. And the thing is, like, I don't think they even notice you, right? Because you're just like, there's still kind of like people moving around on the street. So you just kind of move up and they're like, one guy's shouting into the van. He's like, we're made. We got to get out of here. The driver is like putting things in gear. And then, yeah, you kind of like walk up the side and you just whoop. Okay. Do you have the stun grenade on your sheet yet? Like as a weapon?
Yes, I had it written down as two. Now I have one left.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, then just go ahead and roll it. The difficulty is one purple.
Okay, that's right. Let me just put the.
And are you throwing it at the guy outside, or are you just like hugging it into the open van?
Into the van.
Into the van? Okay. Yeah. All right. So everyone in the van, the two guys in the van and the guy outside, they're all considered to sort of be engaged. So you can activate blast on this if you get the advantage that you need to do so.
Okay. Let's see. Short range light. This should do it.
Okay. There you go. All right. So two successes and two advantage. Let's see. Blast requires. Enclosed area. Everyone in the room takes damage.
I think it requires three advantage, maybe.
No, it's three if you miss. So yeah, you definitely right. All three of them get hit with the grenade. They take 10 stun damage, which is enough. Minus their, so yeah, you knock all three of them out.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
So, hell yeah, man.
So Zed just like waddles over. He's like, alley-oop. The grenade tumbles into the van. I think the two guys in the front seat, it comes over one of their shoulders and lands in the middle seat between them. And they both look down at the grenade, they look at each other, and one of them's like, uh-oh, and then it just goes off. And we see the windshield from outside, and we just see this bright blue flash.
Yeah.
A loud pop. And whenever you can see again, two of them, they're just like slumped on the dashboard, and one guy is like lying on the pavement outside.
And so I'm not used to having things go right. I kind of like look at him and I say over the comms, I have disabled the van with three troopers in it.
Great work, Zed. Grab the keys.
Got it. Okay, yeah, I crawl in the van, like, over the fucking slump, guys. I kind of shove them out, just blub, blub,
yeah. Under
the ground, outside of the van. And then, yeah, I make sure it's not going anywhere, like, the van.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It's just it's idling. It's in park. So yeah. So what do you do now? Like, there's still a crowd. Kes, I guess you're kind of the one commanding the group outside. What do you mm-hmm. what do you want them to do, and what are you gonna do?
I think we should just leave those three guys there. Get Tara and get out of here because we're starting to make a scene.
What's you're that? Still knocked you're out. Still unconscious. It's gonna take you time to rest. So I mean, technically these guys are enemy combatants, right? Like you're well within your right to take them prisoner. They probably should be arrested.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was just looking up, that this city is under New Republic jurisdiction.
Yes, correct. So
we're the good guys here. We're actually, you know, fine.
Yeah. Then yeah. I was still in the like stealth mode, like we need to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Then yeah, let's I'll go back over and take them prisoner.
Okay. Yeah. So you get your troops to come over and start like getting the unconscious. There's two casualties. Gunner, when the blasting is over, when this last trooper, I guess there's three casualties, when the last trooper gets shot, what do you do? Do you just like stand there and the troops come in? Do you give them commands? What happens? I think one of them comes up to you and she's like, sir.
Back to the van, all of you.
And yeah, she salutes. She's like, yes, sir. And turns around. And she's like, you heard him. Let's go. And like everybody kind of like runs outside. And so you're just like alone in the store. There's an unconscious Bothan and an unconscious Wookiee and three dead Imperial insurgents and then a bunch of fancy clothes that are now kind of splattered with blood. Big piece of glass like falls off the wall and breaks.
I searched the pockets The man that was hooded, I take the hood off.
Okay, sure. Yeah, it's just like a indistinct looking, like mid 30s white male. Yeah, indistinguishable from every other like human imperial you've ever seen, basically. Yeah, just got like a short, like a buzz cut. Yeah, that's it for his facial features. He just looks, I mean, he's dead, so he's probably got kind of like a frightened look on his face, but
Whatever happened to the third guy who was fighting the Wookiee?
They put the Wookiee down, and then the two of them were behind the counter. The third dude was the guy that got blasted by all the Republic troops.
Yeah, I look at the detonator guy. I look at his face, and then I glance over to the other faces. And then I get down and I start looking through the pockets.
Okay.
The detonator. I don't expect to really find anything in particular, but...
Yeah. Aside from that guy, they all pretty much just have like sort of standard military vests with like a couple of extra blaster rifle ammo packs. They have their blaster rifles. They all have like a sidearm on like a thigh holster. So they have like a blaster pistol. They don't have any grenades or anything. They have their comms equipment and probably some like restraining equipment. So like zap straps or whatever on them.
Okay, so I go to pick up Talra's body. So I get down on the ground and I go to pick it up. And with one arm going to grab him, I then just take a second and I turn their comms on real fast and I say, I still have that information. And I grab his body and I take it back to the van.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you pick him up. Ko, how soft is your fur? Are you like a little like...
Well, part of daily bath in life is a 45-minute massage followed by 15 minutes of just pure conditioning from oils from our home planet. So really, it's the, I think the only word that could, it is majestic, probably.
Right.
Majestic and kind of a feeling of home and love.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I just like bury my face in you?
Well, I'm passed out, so you do whatever you want, Gunner.
Oh, okay. I like
wipe blood. Low.
I wipe it off. Oh, on God. My vibro sword, I clean it off on your fur. No, it's never been shinier.
Yeah. All right. So you lift the silky smooth body of your Bothan friend up from the floor. And carry him back. Bodyguard style to the APC.
And I have the room to do it, you know?
Yeah, you do, exactly. He's light in your arms. Zed, you have the van. The van itself seems pretty like indistinctly equipped. It has several modifications to its comms system, mostly for like listening in on like police band radio, that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
And then just the three guys that were in it, obviously dressed and equipped much the same way, blaster rifles and pistols, that sort of thing.
Okay. I'm just wondering if there's a way I could like check, like, cause we, okay, this all started at Nos Landon's place.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever we found him, he's a known space pirate. I'm just because we know the name of the guy, we know the name of the arms dealer. So the most important part right now is to get the name Rin back to our command center or base or whatever. To let them, that's the guy who's dealing the arms, and he's on an asteroid outside, like orbiting the planet. So.
Yep. Yeah, and I mean, actually, at this point, we could just like diagonal light back to your base, because there's nothing that's stopping you from going back there. Okay. So when we do that, you're all back at base. Everyone who is not Talra can make either a discipline or a cool check to recover if you have any strain. If you don't have any strain, don't bother. But you have a minute to rest. So everybody make that. No difficulty involved in the involved in the role. Just make it. Every success you get reduces your strain by one.
Does it matter which one we do?
Whichever you prefer.
Which were the two you said?
Discipline or cool.
Okay.
Yeah. And then to answer your question from earlier, nice. Cass is so cool. Cool. So Cass and Gunner, you both recover some strain, and I will answer your question from earlier, Co, about how you get your strain back. To recover strain, you need you get to make your roll at the end of the encounter, which is what you just did, and then a good night's rest will remove all of your strain. So you just need like 8 hours of solid puppy nap, and then you'll be fine. Otherwise, you can't. Yeah, you won't be. There's no other way to recover strain.
Great.
So just gotta chill. So I assume that's what you're doing back at the base. So yeah, we see you like resting on a cot. So my question, the prisoners, because the cops would have showed up after that. Do you tell them like, hey, we're Republic troops and we're like going to take these guys? Like, do you take them with you? Do you turn them over to the police? What happens there? Do you have prisoners, I guess is my question.
I would say we take them back to our base so that we can interrogate them when they wake up.
Okay. Sure. So I guess then there's three... there's a woman and two men, three of these like Imperial, guys. They're, how are you restraining them? I guess.
I don't know what kind of restraints we have access to. I guess we've taken off their, like, cause I'm assuming that you said that they were wearing like some kind of armor with like a helmet or like.
Yeah, they have like, cloth, like hoods. They pulled on over their heads, kind of like balaclavas, but without the holes.
Okay.
So the cloth hoods to protect their identity. They have like a sort of bulletproof, like they had armor vests, essentially. It was giving them a little bit of soak. Okay. And then just fatigues otherwise.
Okay, we took...
But so they were carrying like restraints. You could just use them on them.
Yeah. But we take the hoods off and the armor and everything, so they're just in like the regular, basically street clothes or fatigues. And then, yeah, bind them with the restraints that they had.
Okay, cool. You notice that all three of them, when you take off their armor and stuff, so they have just like tank tops and like fatigue pants. You notice that on their right shoulder, all of them have a tattoo of Darth Vader's helmet, with like crossed bones underneath it.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's like the Dark Mark.
Yeah. Whatever. So they all have these like Vader helmet tattoos on their shoulders. Where are you keeping them in the facility? Like, I don't think you have like a dedicated brig, but you could like have a room that you could lock from the outside.
Yeah. How many rooms do we have access to? Can we separate them?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. I want to keep them separated so that they can't talk to each other.
Okay. Sure.
And I gotta say this, Adam. I do kind of feel bad for you that you didn't like get to kill us all.
Don't say that.
I feel bad for him because he didn't kill us all yet.
Yeah, we got lots of time. No, it's cool.
I don't think that was the event that Adam was planning.
No, I'm tempting fate. I'm throwing caution to the wind.
Yeah, I think this was a very, very small
for you, but the rest of us. Man. Oh my god. Can I disassemble my robot while we're here?
There seems to be something wrong with him. He's installed Death Wish software.
Yeah.
What the hell is that? He just keeps walking around saying that he's going to delete System 32. I don't know what that is.
Well, if he wants it, we should give it to him.
So, due to the last adventure we had on that planet with the bunker and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I put some points into coercion, which is basically torturing. Torture, persuade a target under captivity.
It definitely can be. It's using negative reinforcement for enhanced interrogation techniques.
Exactly. So I just go to Kestrel,
mm-hmm.
and I say something like, I've been studying many texts on proper persuasion of prisoners. So if you should need to employ my skills, I will comply.
I'll keep that in mind, Zed. You know, I think we're going to try the carrot first and the stick after, if the carrot doesn't work, so they say.
Affirmative.
So but
it's,
how long
it's, are- it's Star Wars, so the carrot's blue.
Yeah, some sort of blue.
So yeah, the analogy doesn't translate. It's not a carrot. It's like a plore or something.
First, the sword like, and the stick.
That's right.
So yeah, you have these three prisoners, and your commanding officer is still unconscious from some blaster fire. Do you want to wait till he wakes up to interrogate them, or do you want to have a preliminary conversation with them first?
If they're there, if you just got there, go ahead.
If they're awake, then yeah. Okay. Maybe you talk to one of them.
Yeah. Now nobody has, just to for expediency sake, nobody has medicine trained, right? Because like if somebody wanted to do like a medicine check on Talra, you could try. It'd be real hard to wake him up at this point.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Not trained. First.
No. Yeah, you'd need at least three advantage on the roll just to wake him up.
My first class is soldier, but I don't think I put anything into it. So. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make that available as an option. If you want to try. He's not injured. He just needs to rest, but
I have three green dice to roll on it if that.
Yeah, I mean, you can if you want to. You can try to attend to him first.
Sure.
I'd love to. I'm actually 14 of 13 strain now. I got
Okay. Good. Oh yeah, cuz you got a few back. Okay, well let's try that then. Go ahead and go make that roll. Your current wounds are less than, yeah, you don't have any wounds. So it's difficulty one purple.
Okay.
And you're just looking for advantage here because successes don't matter because he's not actually wounded.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Yeah. He looks fine. He's just sleeping. He's just having a nap.
Could almost not have been worse.
It's not good to wake him up. Yeah. I should have spent a dark side point and be like, you find the problem and get in there and
try and wake him up by punching his face.
Yeah, no, you wake him up by severing his carotid artery. He's dead. Blood sprays everywhere.
add 10 strain.
Yeah, exactly. You take 46 wounds. Like, oh, I see what the problem is. It's this cable here. Snip.
Yeah.
So I'm standing by watching, and I consider giving a go at it, but then I remember that I actually have been doing so many solo missions and not with real people for so long that I have no idea where I'd start, so I just stand by silently.
Yeah, and just watch as Zed. I don't know how this thing works. All right. Good. Okay. Cool. I just wanted to give you all the opportunity to see if that was a thing. So it's been like a couple of hours. You've got back. You've like made sure that Talra is okay, secured the prisoners. Has anyone contacted High Command yet?
Yeah, that was my priority.
Okay, so you wanna get in touch with Republic Command?
Yes, and I will inform them of the names that we've learned, Noslandon, Rin. I'll tell them about Tech, the Calamari arms trader. That it has no part of this, but he's trading arms and not just Bacta. I'll let him know that, you know, keep an eye on him, and Rin, and I'll tell him about the asteroid out in space. Like that's where the bulk of the weapons are going.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So you talk to intelligence, like an intelligence dispatch at Republic Command, and when you're mostly inputting information, but they do tell you they've heard a lot of chatter in the Imperial, because of your capture of the Imperial intelligence officer from earlier. You have still have some access to some of their comms channels, and they point out, like, you know, stay frosty out there, because we've heard a lot of chatter about Abrogato Ray in the last few hours. Something's going on. And they tell you there's been some kind of attack in Layer, which is the other big city on the planet. Okay. And to stay within range of comms. They'll keep you up to date as things progress.
Okay.
And then they take your information. Do you have anything you want to ask while you're in contact with Command?
Yeah. Do we have any standing orders?
The Abrogato Ray mission has been transferred to a new department. General Iron Kraken is in charge of it now and is assessing all the resources on the planet. Stay on course. General Kraken will contact you if there's any change in your orders.
Affirmative.
Okay. Cool. All right. So meanwhile, Kes.
What was the name of the city? By the way, I'm writing everything now. What's the name of the city?
Oh, yeah, sure. Layer, L-E space Y-E-R.
Okay. Synopsis on it, like it's a, you know.
Yeah. So there's two
hive, slime and villainy or whatever.
Yeah, there's two. Well, there's two main settlements on Abrogato Rey. There's the one you're in, which is the Abrogato Rey spaceport, and that's where most of the planet's like import export and traffic kind of goes. So it's sort of the gateway to Abrogato Rey. Layer is more of like a tourist town. It's got this like huge casino called the Triple Nova. It's like one of the biggest casinos in the galaxy. It's a vacation destination for the rich and famous of the core worlds. There's also a bunch of like famous cantinas there. It's this beautiful like waterfront city. And the seat of government for the planet is actually in that city. So the Tunde regime has their council offices there.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. So the officer tells you there's been some kind of like attack, and the Imperial channels have been all like full of chatter about Abrogato Rey. It seems like something's happening, but they don't have enough information to pass on yet. When they do, they'll let you know.
I'm like standing next to Zed and I elbow him a little bit, like ask him about the prisoners and like if they know anything about, what are they called? Like, what's their, like, mercenaries, I guess? They're not stormtroopers.
Yeah, so I guess that's a thing, right? Like, you recognize that they're not stormtroopers. They're outfitted and behaving differently. Why don't you make a knowledge warfare check for me? Somebody. One of the two of you, and the other can help. Because you've got a little bit more to go on than you did before, so, yeah.
Right. I just have two green. I don't know if you have the same or not, Z.
Yeah, Zed, what's your knowledge warfare?
Probably three green, I'm guessing, because that's my intelligence. Hold on, let me just go down. Knowledge warfare, yeah, three greens.
Okay, so we'll have him make the roll, but so I just walk over and I'm like describing the, I guess, mercenaries and telling him about the tattoo that they've got of the Darth Vader helmet, which seems like it kind of stands out since all three of them have it, and seeing if he can talk to the, get, I guess, the high command over the comms and see what they know about, if they know anything about this, like, outfit that we're dealing with.
Sure. So knowledge warfare, I'm going to say two purple for this one.
Scanning archives.
Oh, and you've got a boost die because Kes is helping.
Boost.
Yeah, take your blue die on that.
My blue. Okay, here we go. Warfare. Boop.
Oh, boop. Damn. that is a significant roll. Okay. So take the strain. I think probably because the realization of what you're up against is a little stressful.
Oh shit.
So there's the Imperial Intelligence Bureau, which their main job is, they're kind of like the CIA, right? Their job is to look outside the Empire. They have an internal branch, but it's not really kind of their main focus. Their main focus is like externally gathering intelligence about Republic operations, that kind of thing. And then within them, there are several branches. One of which, if you hadn't got this many successes, I probably would have just stopped there and been like, yeah, these guys work for Imperial Intelligence. But one of these branches is called a Destabilization Branch, known as DSTAB. They are like the black ops of Imperial Intelligence. Their mission is usually to go to a planet and to terrorize it. You know, they do some legitimate intelligence operation, but mostly it's like committing atrocities against the people that live on that planet. Torture, attacks against civilian targets, blowing up hospitals, basically just like terror activities with the intent to either convince people like, hey, we need to be loyal to the Empire so they'll stop doing this to us, or to blame it on the New Republic. They've started several civil wars on planets. So they'll like commit an atrocity and then blame it on another faction so the planet will go to war with itself, and then they roll in when everybody's blowing themselves up. Their job is just to basically cause chaos.
Okay. So with all this information, I'm relaying all this information to Kestrel, and I just offer a suggestion.
with all the knowledge that we have of the D-Stab, I'm sure that they have plans here that are less beneficial to the inhabitants of this planet. I suggest the first order of business is to find out what their intentions are.
Agreed.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess that's the conclusion, and you got there on your own. D-Stab branch, their job is not to, they're not the end of the line. They're the ones that cause chaos at the beginning before the really bad stuff happens. So if D-Stab is operating on Abrogato Ray, there's likely no question there's like an invasion on its way. So yeah, things are gonna get worse before they get better.
Can I be here for this conversation?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, how long do we have, Zed, until the next wave happens?
Until the next wave?
It must be mounting something big.
Might have to find that out from them.
Yeah, and actually that's a great like place to cut. Like you say, we might have to find that out from them. You look over and you know one of the prisoners is like regaining consciousness, like tied to a chair. And
my fusion cutter starts sparking.
Yeah. Excellent.
We just all pull out an implement that we're
gonna... Everybody's like, torture time. All right. Well, let's
go light side.
let's take a short break here and we'll come back and talk about enhanced interrogation techniques with stick around. We got two more hours of balance power coming up right after this.